Hello, it's the 28th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man from Sandy, while attending the Bedford River Festival, saved the life of a young girl. John Robb was in attendance at the event with his three children and his nephew. At the Zorb River activity, not far from Cineworld, he witnessed a young girl fall into the river, but he was unsure if anyone else saw what happened until he heard screaming. He immediately alerted the lifeguards, who ran to get rope. Mr. Robb's instincts kicked in and he dove fully clothed into the river and rescued her. He remembered being concerned following his actions that his mobile phone might have been destroyed, resulting in a loss of work from his business B&M Drives and Patios. Luckily, the phone was still operational. The positive social media reaction has been overwhelming, describing John as a hero. Many people posted on Facebook that they'd like to thank him by buying him a pint of Stella or Moretti, which just happens to be his favourite. Trevor Roddenhurst, the current Deputy Chief Constable of Beds Police, will temporarily occupy retiring Chief Constable Gary Forsyth's position at the end of September, while Dan Wojcicki, head of the Eastern Region Special Operations Unit, will step into the role as Assistant Chief Constable. Declan Walsh from Sandy, Bedfordshire, along with Oliver Hamilton and Tyrone Baker from Northamptonshire, have all been charged with conspiracy to supply cannabis, cocaine and heroin. In addition, the three men, all in their 20s, faced five occurrences of holding a person in servitude or slavery. Tom Steen, Detective Inspector from Beds Police, said, "Violence and exploitation have no place in Bedfordshire and he will apprehend those involved." The Beds Police Employment Participation Programme recently accepted 15 out of 72 students that applied. They experienced the day-to-day workings with multiple departments at the Kempston Beds Police Headquarters for 2 weeks. Applications for the next scheme will begin in January 2023. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.